Eric, what is it you say at night, you know, in regards to that? You say something in the morning, you say something at night about...
We dedicate everything to Him.
Right.
Yeah.
And then at night you just say that again, that you dedicate everything that you did?
No, not in just one or two words. It means whatever it springs out from our heart at the time. Yeah. But the spirit of it is just my strength, my weaknesses, my acts and my words and my speech and my thought, whatever you... Whatever comes out, you see, it should be spontaneous, it shouldn't be a regimentation of anything, you see. Yeah. Nothing written or anything. Whatever comes out for the night, but the spirit behind it is just dedicating everything to you, because you are the only one, I am nothing, I am not. I am just your instrument.
Nice.
If you wish me to be back in the harness the next day, it's your wish. If not, I just sleep now to die for the day. My work is over. I go back to you and go to sleep. The next day, if you survive, if you happen to be living, then you again get up and say, the day has begun, it seems the life has begun now for me again. And start the life begging Him to help you, begging Him to remain constantly with you, in your thought, in your speech, in your action. That's all. And then you begin the day. And then you end the day, and you begin the day, and you end the day till once and for all you end everything.
Do you think it's good, Eric, to just talk to Baba in verbal communication?
Then how will we talk?
You keep certain things inside and not say things. It's good to kind of just
He observes silence. We are not supposed to observe silence. He observes silence so that we may speak out, so that He may hear. We can't hear Him speak because we don't allow Him.
I've heard Don Stephen say something that seemed to help me in regards to this.
What is that?
And that was that his mother, I believe it was, who passed on, and he was to come to India. And he got to India, but I believe he was a bit delayed, and there was a message sent to Baba why he was delayed in here. And then he came, and while he was here, he just went about the normal course of his duties and being with Baba. Mm-hmm. And he never mentioned anything further to Baba in regards to this. And then Baba brought this matter up when he heard, or he knew of it, but when he brought it to Don's attention, he said, well, Don, how come you did not mention this to me? And Don then said, well, I thought that you would have known. Excuse me, I think I'm incorrect in saying that there was a message sent to Baba, so I don't think that Baba had really the communication. But then Baba reiterated, although I am all known, it is good for you to bring to my attention in this verbal communication what you know. And so he has taken that as a very endearing thing.
It should be.
Whenever there's a problem, you know, that Don has, he'll bring that out to Baba's attention in a verbal way. He used a few examples in his business while he did.
Yes.
But I think it makes one more aware of one's self with Baba if one is able to do that.
Baba always wanted us to speak out. That's like rain. That's like throwing out the venom from within us. If you don't speak out, you just go on. It's not good. Throw it out.
Eric, do you actually mean to say it or just in your mind say it?
No, say it out.
Even though he's not...
Just when you say it out, you can sing it out also.
I think it almost...
Don't shout at him, but sing out to him in a soothing way. Not in your mind. Because no sooner in your mind you start saying, because then there are a lot of short circuits, you know. Mm. You know the tricks the mind plays. While you're saying out things, your mind goes here. Mm. So uttering into words, translating them into words, is one of the ways of one point focusing yourself. Mm.
Exactly. I was going to say the same. It, with my experience, I felt that I'd been able to gain more clarity on what really was on my mind, what the problem was, by just saying it out.
So you need a little privacy then?
Pardon?
It's selfish if you have a little privacy.
You should have a little privacy?
Well,
yeah. But that's what I say. I won't shout out, but form your thoughts into words. I have just now spoken. Did you hear that?
Yes.
What did you hear?
Form my thoughts into words.
No, I said, oh Baba, help me. Did you hear that?
No.
Then I was private. I privately spoke to him.
You mean that way?
Yeah. It was not just thinking, but I spoke the words while I was talking to you. Well,
you mean in other words, actually?
No, I was listening to you in the meantime I spoke.
Yes, that's right. So what you, but the thing is that you speak to Baba.
Yeah, but that doesn't need any privacy or anything. The privacy is yourself. He has created such privacy for you. Your own body is that. Mm. He is so veiled, so much veiled, that we are at a loss. It's just like, you know, something that has been given by your mother or your beloved or somebody who is very close to you and says, look, this is very, very precious. You keep it very safely. And you keep it so very safely that you forget where it is kept.
Mm. Yeah, right.
And that's what has happened to us.
Mm.
That we have forgotten where we have kept our treasure, and we go out in search. That's how it is. He has made his abode in such a safe place, such a private place, that we have forgotten. All right, now it's 5:30, help me that we go out.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.